All right, cool, cool. All right, guys, welcome back to the Chasing the Dream podcast. I am here with Gabe for the first time in a little bit. It's been a little.
Yeah, I missed a couple episodes, I think.
I've only missed, I think, three. I think you missed three.
Well, it's part three. Yeah, it's either two or three.
Two or three. I don't know. I don't know exactly how many.
But I'm back. That's all that matters.
Yes, sir. So, yeah. So, Gabe's back. My co-host, as you guys know. Gabe's my co-host, for some of you who don't know. We're going to talk about this first because, why not? Obviously, I'm going to start with this. Gabe, how are you doing, by the way? It's been a little bit since you've actually been here. So, how are you doing?
I've been all right. I'm focusing on school because kind of in the home stretch because it's ending in about like I'm gonna say almost 2 months, maybe a little over 2 months now. So
Yeah.
I have to make sure I'm
You're
keeping my
focusing up.
grades up, locking in. But other than that, I haven't really been up to much, but just trying to keep up with that and do good for myself.
It's good, man. It's really good.
Working hard.
I mean, there's not really much of an update for me. I mean, I got my hair cut and I shaved. That's all I pretty much did lately. I've already talked about my dental stuff that I've done in the last episode. Yeah, there's nothing really much for me to talk about. Besides, we're gonna get into some topics, some actually interesting topics that me and Gabe thought of while we were recording a video for my channel. It
This
was just,
video.
yeah, we made a Roblox video for the Golden Joe 3 games. Go subscribe, by the way. But no, like, before we get into that topic, as of March 18th, 2023, well, 2024, but anyway, on March 18th, 2023, the podcast was made. Now it's March 31st. Podcast has been a year old now, which is crazy to me. Started this with Colby a year ago. Now it's your birthday, technically. We'll make this the year, 1 year episode of the podcast. And I'm starting it with Gabe.
Switch around a
It's
few
a
things.
weird switch around if you think about it. You guys were used
Because
to
you're
Colby being there. I mean, let's be real. He's probably not listening because he never fucking does anything, but whatever. I gotta stop picking on Colby. I need to stop picking on Colby. I was so good for three episodes by myself, not picking on Colby. And just this one episode when you're here, I'm picking on Colby.
Colby Hatred Podcast. That's a new name of it. We
Put
just come on here to hate on
in little marks on the sides, like little brackets that says the hatred of Colby. That'll get his
That's
attention.
accurate. I mean, it's accurate with
I
what
mean,
you say.
you want to know how I got his attention last time when me and him had beef? I posted a video
What?
on YouTube of calling him out, calling him a pussy, and then he saw it. He texted me the day of, telling me to take it down and delete it, and we talked everything out. That was
Oh
like
my God.
a few years ago.
Is that
What?
before like me and you were like
Yeah,
close?
that was before you and me started getting close.
Yeah, because I've known you for a while. I just like
We
didn't
hardly
like you.
talked.
Yeah, we weren't like really like
We weren't
for
hanging
like friends.
out, we weren't creating content, we were just there.
And you know what's kind of crazy to me about this? It's been going on for 1 year. The first episode aired a little over a year ago. And you were talking, I think it was Colby that mentioned that you guys should have me on the podcast sometime. And now I'm your co-host.
Because Colby's a bitch.
He mentioned, he's like, Gabe should come on the podcast. I don't think he meant take his spot as co-host. So
well,
it wasn't his.
Not a lot of people know about, like, the story that happened on why Colby kind of just, like, dropped the podcast. I mean, technically, long story short, he was dealing with life issues. I don't want to bring those life issues up because I told him I would never talk about it unless he was here. Which, by the way, some podcasts don't know when Colby will be a part of it, so stay tuned for that. But no, we gotta get Colby back on here, because then maybe we'll talk about it. But anyway, but he left the podcast because he was dealing with, like, life issues. And he's like, dude, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to come back. Like, he didn't know. So that's why me and him were trying to, like, figure things out, because, like, I told him, like, dude, every Saturday we gotta push out a podcast. I mean, me and Gabe, we've actually tried to push out podcasts every Saturday. Like, we've tried.
I've gotten a little sloppy with it, but
I mean, I also am the cause of that too. But
you're definitely doing good. You're solo pushing when you have to, and
yeah,
you're doing so.
I'm making podcasts. I'm making videos. I'm editing videos while making podcasts. I'm grinding right now.
Because
after this, I don't know what I'm doing because I got to edit a video. I might start editing a little tomorrow, but. But we also got another podcast to do tomorrow. Well, technically tonight, later on. So I don't know when I'm posting that one. But I think I'm going to post this one after we're done. I'm not 100% yet. But no, just, yeah, like Colby kind of just, you know, me and him, like, talked outside of the podcast and
behind the screen.
Behind the camera, the microphone, you know, everything, and we needed to, I mean, it's not like me and him, like, had beef and we split ways, it's just, he kind of just stepped away from social media for a little bit, like, content creating social media, not, like, actual social media.
Yeah.
And then he came back on his own channel, but even then, he's still not even doing anything. So it kind of makes me think things like, is he, like, if this is something he actually wants to do? Because, like, he's still down to make the Raven 3. Like, he's still down for that.
Yeah, what's your plan with that, actually?
So, right now, the weather's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my haircut for the Raven 3, by the way. So it's, you know, like, my character kind of lightens up. Because my character, you know, always had the long hair. Like, the first movie, he had the kind of shorter hair. Longer short hair. Second one, he had the long hair. And now this is the final one. My character's kind of brightened up more. And he's opened more. And he's now, like, he's not focusing on the death of his parents in this final film. Like, I'm going to give you guys a little inside scoop of this. Like, my character has, some of you probably have listened, some of you probably have watched the thing, whatever, but my character has gone through, like, a really weird spiral between three films. I mean, you guys haven't seen my character in the third one, but, like, the last two, he was, like, very depressed in the first one, because he was focused on the death of his parents in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, he was focused on his death of his parents, but he was also trying to focus on finding that last brother that they needed to talk to, who was never around. And then, towards the end, now, in this third one, my character is now focused on trying to figure out what happened to his other brother, because in number two, the other one left. The one that they weren't finding is now with him. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give more spoilers out for the second one of, like, my character, Colby's character, Austin's character, because, I mean, I'll give you a fair warning, Austin won't be in the third one. He moved away. But, like, Gabe already knows what happens to his character, which we're not going to spoil that, because I don't want to, like, get into that once the film's out. I will, but... we'll probably... I'll make a podcast after after that film's out and done and talk about, like... I'll have you at, like, if, I think it'd be cool having, like, someone ask me questions, like, you ask me questions about things on how things came on, how difficult things were, you know? Because, like...
I'll interview you about how the creation of, like, how you produce the
Raven,
film, basically.
Like, it is, I'm not gonna lie, though, like, it is stressful. Like, the shit's stressful. Like, I like film creating. I'm not a fan of the acting part. But the way my character turned out in this film, obviously it's me. But, like, the traits of my character, you know, how my character is a me. So I play that character hella good. And obviously Colby's character in the third one acts like him. Like, I try making these characters how, like, the real people are, so they're comfortable playing a character on camera, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like, just I give the character the traits of the real person, but as a character. That's how I kind of did it, but yeah, it's a stressful thing. That's another podcast for another day once the Raven's done, but if you got to want to listen to that one, stay tuned. So that means follow, subscribe, whatever you guys got to do. Anyway, but yeah,
long time coming for the Raven 3.
That's gonna be it's not my plan is to release the Raven 3 on, I believe, the 4th year anniversary of the first one.
Do you know when that is?
Sometime in July or June. I can look.
I'm pretty sure
it's June.
Colby's in the Raven Part 2, right? That's where he debuted, right?
Yes.
I know. Whatever one, like, you go and, like...
Sorry, on the 3rd year anniversary of the Raven, the first one, which was June 19th. I'm going to try to post it either the same day or a few days after, but at some point in June, July, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
I was going to do it for 2023, but it never happened because of what was going on with Colby. But I've teased it twice. I made a teaser, the first teaser, 10 months ago, and I made one 4 months ago. But now I'm going to be soon going to be working on the film because I got a car scene and an inside scene that I can do. It's just gonna depend on when and how, because it looks like maybe next week we can start filming at least 2 scenes. So, my fingers are crossed for that. But
it's the weather.
It's the weather. We're in spring now. The state's in spring, so it's like it's iffy. It's hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get back onto the actual topics.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about WWE WrestleMania 40.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be one of the biggest WrestleManias that WWE is saying. It's gonna be one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. It's 40 years. It's been around for 40 years. WrestleMania has been around for that long. WWE's been around for a while. But I grew up with wrestling. I grew up with WWE. Gabe, not so much. He's been recently, has gotten into it, but he's understanding the storylines. He's like, he's getting it down.
A newer fan, but true fan.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's weird for him because, like, you know, he asks me questions about everything about it, and I give him the right answers, or try to give him the right answers as much as I can. But yeah, we're going to talk about WrestleMania 40. We're going to do some match predictions. And we're also going to talk about what's on the mat for WrestleMania 40. It's a giant-ass Prime bottle in the middle of the damn ring. So, I'll give you a little... Okay, so Gabe, I'm going to give you a little WWE history. So, way back, like, back in, like, the 90s, 80s, whatever, they used to have things on the ring. Like, they used to have, like, whatever the event was, and it was on the ring. Like, they used to have... Yeah, they used to have, like, that stuff. Like, how the Prime bottle was. They used to have those things on that mat.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that they're now doing that again. But this time, it's not the event. It's the Prime bottle. So, let's do some guesses, okay? So, like, this Prime bottle, what flavor do you think it's going to be?
Okay.
There's so many flavors it could be. Or it could be, like, a WrestleMania Prime bottle. It says Prime, but on the top says WrestleMania. Don't know.
That, you never know, because if I had to go with one, you know, I would, if I had to predict, I would say, I'm thinking Ice Pop would probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like that flavor is very out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of have a flavor in mind, and it makes sense to me because of the color. Lemon Lime. Or Glowberry. Lemon Lime or Glowberry.
Something to do with green, I feel like.
Or Strawberry Banana. Because that's the newest flavor.
That's actually a good possibility.
Which, that flavor is really fucking good, by the way.
And now that I think about it, I don't think that it would be Ice Pop, because that's kind of what they opened it up with, like, announcing it. So I don't think they're going to, like, use the same flavor, you know?
Yeah, I think it's either going to be Glowberry or Lemon Lime. Something green to go with WrestleMania, because WrestleMania is green. This year.
Yeah.
They try to go for themed colors, I've realized.
Because it's Philly, right?
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, literally, it could be any color. I mean, I'm going to grab those real quick. Hold up.
Okay.
I know it's going to be weird. I'm not trying to be sponsored by this candy, but, you know, we're just going to. Anyway. Alright. Sorry. I grabbed my little sour strip belt things, because why not?
That's fair.
It's not crunchy, so it won't be annoying. So.
Yeah. I think I've had those before.
Yeah. But no, I think it's going to be like either Glowberry or like Lemon Lime.
Yeah, if it's not one of those, it's probably going to be
a custom-made one.
Custom-made WrestleMania 40 bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I don't know. Either way, it's going to be cool.
I see it as a good opportunity for Logan and KSI, though, to like get their prime out there again. But even then, what's the point? It's a multi-billion dollar company now. They know what supply and demand is now. They're pushing out bottles like... The shelves are fully stocked at stores now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It used to be not be able to find it. It was like a rare thing. Now you can find it anywhere.
It's like the fastest growing hydration drink of all time.
I went to Costco one day.
Yeah.
I bought that. You see that? Right there?
No.
That big prime pack right there?
I can't. Your camera's not even near it.
Oh, you can't even see because it's not even zoomed in. But, like, yeah. It's, like, it's right there.
Yeah. I'm seeing it now.
That was at Costco. That's 15 bottles of Prime that I bought.
Yeah. I remember. It was hard to find.
Yeah. Like, now it's, like, it's not even, like, hard to find anymore, though. Like, oh, fuck. I keep hitting my shit. But, like, you know, like, it's... not hard to find anymore, which is awesome. Because, like, now you can go out and, like, you can find it anywhere. Even stores that, like, are not even carrying the damn thing have it.
Yeah, it's been promoted a lot, so.
Oh, yeah. But
it's good.
It's a good drink. I'm not going to lie.
Refreshing.
The only one that I hated, though, was grape. Other than that, I like every other flavor.
I loved grape. I couldn't get down with strawberry watermelon.
Strawberry banana reminds me of a strawberry banana Danimal.
I haven't been able to find that one yet.
We have it at Walmart.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
They're always stocked up. Same with the UFC one. They have that one there, too.
What did UFC taste like? I don't remember.
It was a tropical... They're saying it's a tropical fruit flavor, but to me, it tastes like lemonade and mango.
I think I tried someone's. I think I tried Colby's, maybe.
Let's do it. Oh, my God. Okay, we gotta... I know we're going to be off topic about this, but we gotta tell this story. I don't know if you remember, but you probably will, because you were there. It was me, you, Emily, Colby, and Will. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I order Prime off Vitamin Shop. But we have one in, like, Portland, Maine area. So I went there to go get, you know, to see if they had strawberry banana, because at the time, strawberry banana was just about to get released. Well, it was released. Same with the UFC 300 one. So I thought maybe, you know, if I go to the store, because it said they didn't have it in store online, but you could order it. So I'm like, maybe they might actually have it. They didn't. It's kind of pissed, not going to lie. So I ended up buying a 12-pack of Ghost Hydration of the Orange Squeeze. Well, the first time ever trying UFC Prime, they had it in one of their little cool drink area that they had. They had it in there. So I told everybody to get a bottle, get what they want in that fridge. Cheap little things, like two to a dollar in there. I know Emily got Ghost Raspberry Hydration drink.
Yeah.
Me and Will got the UFC one, and you got Energy Prime. You got the Lemon Light Energy Prime.
I think I got Blue Raz Energy.
Well.
And Colby got the UFC Prime.
Yeah. He got the UFC one too. But he was asking if he could get one. And that was when I was like, maybe. I don't know yet. I'm like, okay, guys, pick whatever you want in the fridge. Colby grabs an orange squeeze Ghost after he told me he wanted the UFC 300 Prime. And I'm like, Colby, okay, how about you buy the UFC 300 Prime after you just telling me you wanted it? We all gave him shit. I remember that. We all gave him shit for it.
Yeah, but is that when we all, like, went out really late, like the night, was that like the night before Chamber?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because we went to like the wing place and so.
Yeah, we went out.
Yeah, that was such a good night.
Like, I found it funny because, like, Colby wanted the UFC Prime bottle, but he ended up grabbing a different drink that wasn't that.
Yeah, it's still,
like an idiot.
He confuses me sometimes.
But, alright, back to WrestleMania.
Yeah, back. I forgot, yeah.
But,
lock.
So, on my phone, I have all the matches so far that's going to happen.
Alright.
One of them, I want to talk about it first because I have to go on to the WWE Network to go get it, is the 6-pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Titles.
Ooh,
I know there's Judgment Day, which is Damian Priest and Balor.
I could tell you all the teams.
The Awesome Truth. DIY.
Let me know if you need me to take over.
And New Day. Yeah, New Day. Because there's two more teams left.
Yeah, I can. Do you want me to tell you now?
Oh, I don't know who the two teams are, but
I know who they are.
Who are they?
So, they just qualified last night. Well, technically 2 nights ago now. Because early. But it's A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, and the New Kids Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they beat... What's... Not the LWO, the Legado del Fantasma. So, yeah. So, they have to defend those titles against 10 other people.
Yeah.
So, that's...
And I got my pick for it.
I do too.
Everyone's probably going to hate me for saying it. But I kind of want to see... Well, I got kind of two teams in mind. I kind of want to see New Day get them. Or DIY. Those are my two picks. But...
So, are you going... Are we doing these predictions who we think is going to win? Or
yeah, who you think is going to win.
Who we think or who we want? Well, or, like, both?
Kind of do both. But, like, I think those two teams will win, New Day and DIY. I can't pick both. But it's either between those two I want to win.
Alright, so... Yeah, how about we pick the team we want to win, and we pick the team that we think is going to win. Alright, so you want New Day, but you think DIY?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going, I think it's going to be the Awesome Truth, but I'm hoping that it's New Catch Republic.
Fair.
Because I don't know what, after they qualified for Elimination Chamber against DIY, I've been on a huge New Catch Republic pick. Like, I think they're just impressive, and that's why I don't think they're going to win. I think, like, they're a newer tag team, so, like, they'll have their time. It'll come at some point, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, honestly.
Yeah.
But they definitely have potential, and that's probably why they're in that match in the first place. So, I have confidence, but I'm going Awesome Truth.
Alrighty. So, there's that tag match.
That's going to be good. I can't believe... That's already less than a week away.
It's literally in a week.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm going to go with this last one on the list. Because I want to save three for the very end. Because they're three very good matches that I'm excited for. So I'm going to start at the bottom. It's going to be LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I want LA Knight... But I think LA Knight's going to win.
So you're going, you want LA Knight, think LA Knight?
Yes.
So I think it will be LA Knight, but I got it. I'm always rooting for AJ. AJ's one of my all-time favorites. Like, I've loved it. Like, no matter, like, heel or not, like, he couldn't do anything to, like, make me hate him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's just one of those wrestlers. It's like how Edge was, like... Doesn't matter if he was heel or not, like, I'll always be a fan. So, I'm rooting for AJ, but it's been a good rivalry, but I do think LA Knight's going to come out on top.
Oh, yeah. Alright,
so
this one, I actually am excited for this one, too. Brother versus brother. Uso versus Uso. Jimmy and Jay, dude. My pick all the way is going to be fucking Jay, dude. All the way. He's going to put Jimmy down. He's going to put the bloodline down, and it's going to be with Jimmy. So I'm saying Jay all the way.
All right, this is what I'm thinking, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, rooting for Jay when it comes to who I think will genuinely win. This is a big match. This is a match that's gonna have a lot of interference. It will definitely be, I would think so. It'd be a night one match.
I hope so.
So I think this is where Jimmy realizes. I think, you know, Solo comes out, Cody comes out to help.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jay all day. I think Jay finally puts an end to his brothers messing with him and messing every opportunity he gets at something big. I think it's WrestleMania.
I think this is going to be Jay's night. For sure.
And if Jay doesn't win, I have no words. I don't know what they're going to do after that.
Yeah.
But I have main event Jey Uso all day.
All right. Another big match that I'm actually excited for because I like all three of these guys. The United States Championship match. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I want Logan, but I kind of want Kevin Owens. Like, I think Kevin's going to win, but I want Logan to win.
Yeah.
Because they can do so much more with Logan with that title. And plus, I don't know if anyone else does, but I want to see LA Knight versus Logan Paul. I want to see that. So that's why I kind of hope he keeps that title, because that title can go on the line and LA Knight can take it.
Yeah.
That's how Logan should lose his title. So I want Logan, but I think Kevin.
Okay, so none of you know this because we don't talk about this a lot.
Mm.
Logan Paul is my current day favorite wrestler. I'm trying to be as least biased as possible here, but I'm sorry if I'm going like way too into these explanations of all my picks.
You're good.
If we're speaking like logic here, so Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, they became a tag team, basically, if you think about it, really. They're buddies now. They're both on the same page about hating Logan. I obviously rooting for Logan. And how they're setting it up, I don't think with... They have three guys in the match, two hate one guy, basically can just team up on him. They're not going to give the win to one of those friends. It's not going to happen. So I genuinely, like, non-biased, I do think Logan is walking out of there with that belt still.
Oh,
and exactly why. Because I love Randy. And I fucking hate Kevin so much. He might be my least favorite wrestler. I just can't stand him. I don't know what it is. But I don't... We'll see, but I don't know. I don't see him dropping that. And like you said, I think they have more to do with him.
Oh, yeah.
With that title.
And I also kind of, like, agree with my friend on this one, too. We talked about this at work before. The only reason why I think Kevin, and I said nothing about Orton, for one, Orton's too big of a superstar to have the United States Championship.
Yeah.
Because Randy's done everything in that company. He's literally have done everything. So he's a 14-time world champion. He doesn't need a United States Championship. He brings money to the company without that title, without a title around his waist. So I don't see why Orton should have that title, but I also see other people's perspective with it. Like, you know, it's Orton, Mr. RKO. But, you know, me personally, I don't think Orton should have a title. He's already bringing money to the company by just the RKO itself. So I think Orton should go for, like, the World Heavyweight Championship or the Undisputed Championship. I think they can make him go for a 15-time title reign.
Alright, this is my thing. Alright, I know. And stop me if you want me to. If you want to. But I know we're not on this match yet. But after Elimination Chamber, the men's chamber match came down to Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Drew McIntyre fan. I never, even before he was heel, I've never been a huge fan of McIntyre anyway. But I don't think that the chamber match, and I know I'm getting off topic with WrestleMania, we're kind of taking a like backtrack, but I don't think that that chamber match should have ended like that in general storyline-wise, because I think Cody's already busy with Roman. Why not give Randy that world title opportunity for his number 15 instead of giving Drew a shot at the same title 3 times in like 5 months, I think.
Yeah, but there's also that thing that I also understand with people when it comes to Drew McIntyre in a title shot. You gotta think about this real quick. You weren't really into WWE at the time, but during COVID, they did WrestleMania in the Performance Center. Nobody around to witness Drew McIntyre beat Brock Lesnar for his first title. So, I mean, I see, like, you know, like, give it to Orton. Let Orton go for that big 15. But there's also that other half that's like, Drew McIntyre, like, didn't fully get his WrestleMania moment. But everybody else has. Because he's never gotten to witness, like, the crowd cheer for him or whatever after winning a title on the biggest stage of them all. So it's like, I see everyone's point with, like, Orton winning. You know, I see everything. But actually, I'm going to skip to that now. The predictions for Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Now that we're on the topic of McIntyre. I want Seth Rollins to win. I'm not a fan of McIntyre either. But I kind of want... I think they might make McIntyre win. Only because, like I said, didn't get his WrestleMania moment. On like 3-4 WrestleManias ago.
Yeah, no, I completely feel for the guy. Like, I see both sides. I see, like, that would be awful. Like, you came over to America for your dream and to do better for yourself, and
you got the dream, you got that shot, but you weren't able to experience it with no one there.
Not the way you dreamed it.
Exactly.
But this is also the thing. Everybody was having, all the wrestlers were having a hard time in 2020, and McIntyre got it the worst out of all, for sure, because it's WrestleMania, it's biggest stage of them all.
Oh, yeah.
And he got to celebrate it with nobody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then people finally back, I think it was a year after, and gets it taken from Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
I think. Pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
And, like, that, I get that, but, like, at the same time, it's like, okay, this is where I'm going to take it back to Elimination Chamber again. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had, it was a good match. They should have had a lot of different opponents in there. They had way too many older wrestlers. They should have made it newer. In my opinion, Dom should have qualified against Kevin. I think even like Bronson Reed instead of Bobby Lashley, give us a change of scenery. Like, why is Bobby Lashley even in the running for a world championship? Like, he's already like in like a little SmackDown feud, like give it someone else a chance.
Yeah.
And like there's a lot they could have done. Like I think Jey Uso could have been at least in a qualifying
match. Oh wait.
What?
Okay.
What's up?
So I know this is kind of off topic, but it's about Drew McIntyre with the title loss. So, McIntyre actually, obviously, won the title at WrestleMania back in April 5th, 2020. He lost it October 25th to Orton.
Yeah.
Which I believe that made him his 14th.
Yeah, probably.
Then Orton lost it to McIntyre again, so that's McIntyre's second reign.
I thought he lost it to Mahal.
Then, that was back in 2018-2017.
Oh, yeah.
Then, McIntyre lost it to The Miz because I believe it was either a match or he cashed in.
I remember. That was, wait, it was 2020.
He cashed in his Money in the Bank.
Wait, I don't think so because 2020 Money in the Bank, it was fucking
2021.
Weird.
Because they had Otis win the Money in the Bank. But then Otis and Miz had a match for the Money in the Bank. Miz won the bank, cashed it in on McIntyre, lost it in 8 days because he lost it to Lashley. Then Lashley lost it to Big E. Because Big E cashed in.
Big E won 2021 Money in the Bank, and then Theory was 22, right?
Yep. Because 2020 was Otis, but Miz had it for a little bit longer because of that match. But Miz cashed in.
Gotcha.
And then Lashley lost it to Lesnar. I mean, Big E lost it to Lesnar. Lesnar lost it to Lashley. Lashley lost it to Lesnar. And then Lesnar lost it to Roman, and it's been Roman since.
Wait. No. I thought Roman... Oh, I'm thinking of the Universal title, sorry.
If you add up 727 days, and then you go to the Universal one for 1,308 days.
August 30th, 2020. He lost it to, or he won it against Bray Wyatt, and he pinned Bray Wyatt. He pinned Braun Strowman, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Because he like, I think he had like one of those like, you know how like Obafemi cashed in on Dragon Lee. He had like one of those like little booklets.
Mm-hmm.
I think he like Paul Heyman had him like sign one of those, and then he went out and won.
Beat the shit out of people.
Yeah. Or smash him, stack him, pin him.
Yep.
But, no, that was really off topic. No, they could have done a lot better with everything, but, no. We were at the U.S. title match.
Yep.
I mean, Kevin...
I would say you haven't gave your prediction yet for that.
Yeah, I'm going Logan, honestly. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
If I had to pick between Randy and Kevin to win it, I fucking hate Kevin Owens, but he deserves it after the way he lost at the Royal Rumble. That was really fucked up, and at the least deserves his rematch. So, but either way, I'm going with Logan Paul because it's Logan Paul in a no disqualification match. Anything could fucking happen.
Oh yeah.
So,
all right, let's go on to the next one. The WWE Intercontinental Championship match, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I'm going for Sami Zayn, and I think Sami Zayn. So, either way, Sami all the way. He's going to end Gunther's long reign as Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah, big ass Sami Zayn fan.
Hell yeah.
Rooting for Sammy. Thinks it. I do think that Sami Zayn is going to win. I think
Sammy deserves another singles title.
Maybe some interference. Maybe him and Chad Gable have been talking about how he's... Because Chad Gable doesn't believe that he can beat Gunther. So Sammy taking his advice from already almost beat Gunther and probably would have beaten him if he got another shot.
Yeah.
I think there's no way Sammy loses. Yeah, I'm going Sammy.
Yep. All right. Women's World Champion match. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I want Becky Lynch, but I think it's going to be Rhea. 100%.
Yeah, I'm trying to make the picks interesting here. I know we're saying the same shit, but I want Becky. I think she deserves it. Constantly yapping every Monday night about mommy versus the man. And I know I'm from with Rhea, but I think Becky, I don't think, actually, no, I just changed my mind. Never mind. Yeah, I think Rhea's going to win because after her Liv and Becky's match, she said to Rhea, she's like, everything you love will be mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, non-biased, I think Liv's going to end up taking her title at some point.
Oh, yeah.
She's the last one to ever beat Rhea. It makes complete sense.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be mad if Becky wins, but I'm not rooting. I have to go with Rhea.
The other Women's World Champions match. Io Sky versus Bayley. Bayley all the way. Why Io? I understand, like, at the time she was big when she won the title, but now it's just getting boring with Io. She's not even doing anything with it. They're not even using her for anything. Like, they're not even being, like, they're not letting Io go out as a lot as Rhea is. So, I don't know why Io's champion at this point. They use Bayley a lot. And she doesn't even have a title.
She shouldn't have held it to WrestleMania, honestly. I don't think she should have won Money in the Bank. I think Bayley should have won that, honestly.
Yeah.
But it was a storyline.
I'm doing Bayley all the way. I can't.
Bayley.
Yo, no.
This is a main match that I could literally care less about. But Bayley for sure. She deserves it. Io should have won the fucking title. She doesn't defend it. I know I'm saying that while I'm defending Logan Paul, but so at least Logan makes it fun.
All right, I'm going to have you pick one or two.
Do we only have two matches left?
We have two matches left, one or two.
There's a couple more, Matt.
Then this list is not updated, right? Oh, wait, they added the...
So... We'll go
the three women's tag match. It's Bianca Belair, Jade, Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control.
I'm rooting for Jade, Bianca.
I'm rooting for them too.
And I think they fucked
all the way.
This is WrestleMania. It's the implode of the Bloodline and Damage Control.
Mm-hmm.
That's when both of those fucking submerge.
Yep.
Bianca, Naomi, and Jade.
I wish it was that feud between Jade and Bianca. Because that would even be good. That would be so good.
Yeah. Before Jade came out on this previous SmackDown that just came out, I honestly thought Naomi and Bianca were going to go for the tag titles.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. I don't see Jade losing her first ever match. Her, well, Royal Rumble, but WrestleMania, Jade Cargill, she's not losing.
No.
There's no way. But, yeah.
No, that's going to be a good match. So now I think we're down to two now.
Nope.
No.
So, Matt, I will be reversing the roles here.
Oh, wait. But it hasn't been made official yet.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not counting that match yet until it's official.
No, it's right there on the website. It's official. I'm looking at it right now. Okay, Matt.
I'm not seeing it.
Look up WrestleMania 40. Click on WrestleMania 40. Go to matches. It's all the way at the down. Okay, can I take the role here? Can I do the honor?
Take the role.
All right, Matt. Like your predictions. Who do you think will win? Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio taking on Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee in a tag just normal tag match.
I'm going to do...
Yes, sir.
You already know who I'm going for. And it's going to be Rey. Rey Mysterio all the way.
Yeah. Okay, so Matthew.
Yes.
You're going to have to hear me out on this one.
Okay.
So this is really hard for me, because...
Do you like Santos Escobar?
I do like Santos Escobar.
I hate him.
I'm a big fan of Santos, honestly.
I don't like Santos.
He's been pretty fucking annoying with this whole thing. I will say that, but Dom is a top five favorite for me right now, too. And Ray's an all-time favorite. There's not one guy in that matchup. Dragon Lee is also a top 10 favorite for me.
I'm gonna say this now. I hate Santos Escobar. But I also give him credit. He is actually a good wrestler. Very good.
Yeah.
Everybody in that match is a very good wrestler. But I despise that. I despise Santos Escobar.
I get that. He's fucking annoying.
And I like Dragon Lee, and I like Rey Mysterio. So those two, I'm going all the way with those two.
Dude. I like all these guys. It's so fucking hard.
Like, even Dominic, though, like, he's an amazing wrestler. I mean, he also grew up around it because of Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. So... Everyone's good. Just, I despise those two, and I like the other two.
Just fucked up my eye. No, but I'm hoping for... Oh, fuck. This is, like a random-ass tag team match, and it's, like, the hardest one for me.
This is why I wish they just made it Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio, hair versus career. That would be amazing.
Hair versus career.
If Rey Mysterio loses, he has to retire from in-ring competition.
Oh my god.
If Rey wins, Dominic has to shave his head.
No, that's fucking... Like he did the CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking... I don't...
Hair versus career.
That like traumatized me for some reason. I don't know why.
It's hilarious.
When he shaved CM Punk's hair, I don't know if it's because I love my own hair, but like that traumatized me for some reason, and I still don't know why. But,
I would just wish it was hair versus career. Those I'm two rooting, one more time.
I'm rooting for both, okay.
We'll just see who wins. I already know who's winning it.
I'm not a huge Santos fan. I know I said I'm a huge fan. I like Santos.
Mm-hmm.
Dom and Dragon Lee are, like, tied for, like, how much I like both of them. So I'm rooting for Dom and Santos. I don't see Ray. Ray, it doesn't have a lot of time left.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see him losing at WrestleMania. So I'm going Ray. Winning. Ray and Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
Maybe Dom fucking realize that his dad's pretty fucking awesome.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, now we're down to two.
Yeah. For the so far matches.
So what? So one or two?
Two.
Two? The undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. Roman Reigns versus the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. I'm Cody all the way because I want Cody to finish his story so bad. And after everything Cody has been through with The Rock and everything, this is Cody's year.
Right fucking there with you.
This is Cody's year.
Took the words out of my mouth.
It's time for Cody, man.
Yep.
Which is now leading to this match. The one I'm actually excited for because it's The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. With a little bit of a twist, it determines if Rollins and Cody win, no bloodline. But if Cody and Rollins lose, bloodline rules. Anything can go. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this first. I want Cody and Seth. But I kind of think The Rock and Roman going to win. Only because, in my head, I think it would be cool to have it bloodline rules. Because if Cody ends up winning against Roman in a bloodline rule match, it will determine Cody being the all-time GOAT because he fought off everybody in the bloodline. Rock, Solo, Jimmy. But on top of all that, he pins Roman. So this way here, he'll be the GOAT. And you can also think about this too. Seth Rollins could interfere in that too. And then Jay could, because of Jimmy. And then whoever else will interfere. So.
There's so much.
For all we know?
Yeah.
For all we know, it could be Jimmy and Jay fighting each other when he's helping Cody. Seth Rollins and The Rock fighting each other. And for all we know, a surprise guest, who would fight Solo Sikoa? John Cena. So he can get his rematch from Crown Jewel. You don't know. It can be anything.
I'm going to pick up right on that conversation right now, okay?
Go for it.
So, pick up on that, like, facing each other. This is what I'm thinking. Jimmy is out there. Well, I'm going to start at the tag team predictions. I want Rock and Roman to win. Only because I want bloodline rules. Like, I want
I Cody think, to fucking... I think bloodline rules would be fucking dope.
I do too, because that will show how fucking good Cody actually is.
Yep.
That's the only reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Seth is going to be fighting any of the bloodline because I think during Roman and Cody's match, if Seth has anything to interfere, it's not going to be in a positive way for Cody. I think, I know this is very specific, I think Rock is like beating the fuck out of Cody in the ring. He's crawling over to Seth for a tag. He has his hand out, jumps off the apron.
See, there's so much with this story, dude. There's so much.
I don't think we're making it out of that tag match without with Seth and Cody, like, friends.
Like,
rule number one is to never trust Seth Rollins. That is rule number one.
Like, even with that world championship match with Drew McIntyre and Rollins, literally, Rollins can win, Damian Priest can cash in. Or Drew can win, and Damian Priest would cash in. Or, you know, like, there also could be that whole thing where someone can interfere with Seth Rollins' match, and Cody won't save him, which will piss off Rollins. So therefore, he could interfere with The Rock and the Cody and Roman match and let Cody lose.
Yeah.
So, like, there's so much shit that can happen with three matches in a row.
Like, I think with Cody Roman's match, I'm thinking Jay and Jimmy are fighting still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, actually, I take back all my words from when we were predicting that shit. It's from Jay and Jimmy. I don't think he's going to realize after that. Because I think there's more to it.
Yeah.
He's going to be fighting Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Solo needs someone to fight with. John Cena comes back, but yep. Rock is still there.
The Rock and versus then, Cena again. That'd be amazing.
But Cena's already fighting Solo. And then Rock still needs an opponent. So all you hear the glass break. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold, dude.
Dude, like, so genuinely, though, I think Stone Cold's gonna fucking come back during that.
Maybe.
I think he's going to hit Jimmy, Solo, Rock, and Roman. I think he's hitting them all with fucking stunners. I'm not even
kidding. Dude.
I'd fucking love it, dude.
There's just so much shit that can happen.
But, with no,
everything.
I think we should go back, after you're done talking your thing, I think we should go back to the Drew and Seth match.
Yeah, because, so like I said, a cashing can happen. There's Damian Priest. He still has the money in the bank. So, and he doesn't have much longer with it either.
He only has 2 more months.
Yeah, so he's gonna cash in at Mania. There's no way he's not. So,
this is my thing with,
they did it with Rollins.
I think CM Punk's gonna be in commentary for their match, right?
Oh, dude, that's gonna be amazing.
That's what they said. So, I think Seth is downed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew in the corner, looking for a claymore, starts talking shit to CM Punk at the announce table, looking at him, talking down to him, talking shit. I think Seth is gonna fucking him with, like, probably, like, hit him with a pedigree or something. I think Seth wins. I think Herb stomps his fucking face into the ground for the third time and wins.
Oh, yeah.
I just... McIntyre's gonna let Priest cash in.
It's a possibility.
So, he doesn't have his briefcase anymore. And I think that he's gonna fucking cost Damian Priest his money in the bank chance. And I think Seth is gonna retain the title. Because I don't think that Drew is going to let Damian Priest walk out of there with that fucking title.
That or even make it a triple threat match.
Because
if that's the case, then you better throw Punk in that.
I want fucking... Dude, like, I genuinely want... I know it sounds crazy. Out of all three of them, all four of them, I guess, Punk, Priest, Seth, and McIntyre, I want... If I could pick one person to leave there with that title, it would be Damian.
Mm.
I want him to fucking leave Judgment Day and do something cool, you know?
If, as much as I hate Priest, it kind of would be nice to have him have a singles title.
He has money in the bank. It's a perfect opportunity, you know?
Mm-hmm. I had that feeling, though. And also that ladder match, too. They lose that titles. He could turn on Finn.
Maybe
he could turn on Finn after they lose those titles.
Maybe Finn accidentally fucks him over, but like fucks him over, and he thinks it's on purpose. You know.
Yep.
There's so much that goes into WrestleMania.
Look, I'm gonna end it with this. This is an hour and 5 minute podcast episode. So I'm going to leave everybody with this. This is WrestleMania that we're talking about. Anything's possible. Major returns, major turns on people, major people going babyface and heel. There's so many possibilities. There's cash-ins. There's anything. Anything can happen. All we need to do is wait this week out for April 6th and 7th. Then we will come back, me and Gabe, we will come back and we will talk about the aftermath of WrestleMania on a podcast.
Yep.
And we will see whose predictions are right. Like I said, anything can happen. Seth Rollins can turn on Cody. Cody could turn on Seth. The Rock could turn on Roman. There's so much shit.
So much that goes into it.
Now there's no more talking. It's literally after today is WrestleMania week. We got the Hall of Fame ceremony coming up. And then it's WrestleMania. That's Friday. That's after SmackDown on Peacock.
Okay, I'd like to just say this too. I don't know if any of your fans are into WWE. But if you are, I think we can all agree we'd like to see Rikishi.
Oh, fuck special yeah.
Guest referee, Jimmy vs. Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Make their solos not fucking around.
But no, there's no more talking. It's time to watch and see if we're going to get new champions, if we're going to get tag teams turn on each other, cash-ins, anything. Anything can happen. It's WrestleMania time. I'm excited.
I'm fucking excited.
Every year when WrestleMania comes around, I get super, super excited. Last year's WrestleMania, I was excited for because of Cody versus Roman. This year, I got excited only because they were teasing The Rock versus Roman. But they made Cody win. I could see it, like, if they did, like, if Punk won the Rumble, go for Rollins. But since there was no one for Rollins, it had to have been Cody versus Roman. So.
Exactly.
But my week wait is over. WrestleMania is around the corner.
This is big.
We'll talk about more WrestleMania after the fact in a week. But I think we got to end the podcast. It's been an hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah.
We've been rambling about random shit. About WrestleMania. This is a good podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys share the podcast, like the podcast, follow it, subscribe it. You know, do what you guys got to do. And we'll be back for WrestleMania after the aftermath predictions, aftermath thoughts, and see what goes on from there. But I think now we just wait.
Yeah.
And we will talk again. Well, obviously, we're going to have another podcast, plus that WrestleMania one. So we'll have two podcasts coming out soon for you guys. And I just want to also thank you guys for supporting us as long as you guys have, even for the time where we were gone. Again, we're also in season two. So. Thank you guys for the wait. Thank you guys for the support. Thank you for supporting the podcast for a year, which is crazy. And we've come a long way in that year with the podcast, so.
And maybe you could see our own version of WrestleMania on 2K soon.
Oh, yeah. You guys will be seeing our own version of WrestleMania soon on Golden Joe 3 Games. We'll be...
Look for SmackDown first, though, because
yeah.
We still got...
But yeah, but we got our own version of WWE out on the Golden Joe 3, on Golden Joe 03. So if you guys want to go see that, go subscribe. If you guys don't know, Golden Joe 03 is no longer just me. It is a team now with my friends because nothing is possible without my friends. So, which I also want to take the time to also thank Gabe for also being a part of the podcast for as long as he has since Colby dipped. And yeah, that's all I really gotta say. Make sure you check us out on Instagram. Follow us on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple. I think that's it. Spotify, Anchor, Google, Apple is what we're on.
Facebook at all? No Facebook.
No.
I was just
I mean, thinking. I could do a Facebook thing where I post podcast episodes, but that'd be a lot.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we're on number... Technically, if we're going by season episode, this episode that we're doing now is season 2, episode 4. That we're on.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But if we're talking like how many episodes of the podcast we've done in general, this would be number 12. We've done 12 episodes in a year. But we also got to think we took that break too. We left off on... podcast number 8 is what we left off of, and then we've made 4 episodes since.
Yeah, but, like, not terrible amount, but we could...
It could have been more. It literally could have been more.
We'll improve.
We'll improve as more as we go on, but...
Figure everything out. I got the school break.
I think... School break will be easy because we'll be able to bust out more videos and podcast episodes.
Yeah.
The summer will be hella easy.
Summer's always good for videos.
Because we can do some summer stuff outside, like vlogs on my channel. We can do more gaming content. Me and Gabe can actually do a podcast in person. You know, we'll do like sit in the car or like sit out in a park and do a podcast. You know, like it's planned stuff. And even we might do a live stream podcast, like a live podcast, where we just sit and talk for hours on a live stream.
So, possibilities are endless.
There's so much things we can do. We're on season 2. Maybe season 3 we open up with a live stream. Don't know. But...
Is the plan to do 8 episodes per season?
I want to do season 2 a little longer.
Okay.
I only did 8 episodes for season 1, because that was a test run, in my opinion. Which did pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think season 2 we should do a little more episodes for season 2. I'll know when a good end to stop at is. I'll know.
I mean, like, 12, 15, maybe. 20. We'll figure it out.
25, don't know. But we got this. We got this. We could bust out episodes. We already have 2 episodes planned already. We just gotta keep planning more. We'll be fine.
We got 2 episodes in the next week and a half.
Yep. I'll probably end up posting this one on Monday. So, I mean, it's a little off, you know, it's not Saturdays like I planned to, but this was just a little last minute thing because I was talking about it in the video. So I'm like, we should do a podcast. Because we started talking about WWE during that video, and I'm like, yeah, we should make a podcast episode.
Yeah. We got a Roblox video and a podcast same night.
Hey, that's good.
Works.
It's multiple things for me to put up.
Two channels, got a video each.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out vlog ideas right now, but I got four vlogs up. I got to keep going with that, but I think right now I think I'm focusing on the two major big ones, which is my podcast and my channel, but
well, we could do a hangout again soon where we
if we hang out, I'll probably vlog it just cuz
summer vlogs will be fire. You got a pool, right?
Yes.
RKO.
I won't be able to do that in my pool.
Oh, you got one of the above. Oh, you were talking. Yeah.
I also have a waterproof camera, so I can film in the water.
I will be wearing a shirt.
Because the only way I'm thinking of this is if we do this correctly. Camera sits at the bottom of the pool. I RKO you in the pool. That'd be kind of cool.
How, though? It doesn't have... It's, like, too big. Like, you have to get on a ladder to even get in it.
Yeah, no, I'll set it at the bottom of the pool. I'll go underwater and I'll set it at the bottom of the pool.
I know, I'm talking about the RKO in general.
The RKO would be off, we would do it off the edge of the pool. Like, not on my pool, but we can use someone else's that I have in mind.
Gotcha.
Which I'll tell you after.
No, I know. I know who. But, yeah, summer's gonna be good.
Yeah. Summer content. Summer content for the Matt Moran Vlogs channel.
Sounds good.
Alright guys, we're gonna get out of here. It's been 1:17. We keep talking too much. This is why we have a podcast for a reason.
We got a lot to say.
Oh yeah. But we'll see you guys with a very special guest on our next episode, hopefully.
Hope so.
And the aftermath of WrestleMania.
Yep.
Take it easy, y'all. We love you. Peace out, guys.
See ya.